This is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United Nations said Wednesday that the Libyan capital saw its most intense fighting overnight since the forces of General Khalifa Haftar began their battle to take Tripoli earlier this month. A spokesman told reporters in New York that at least five civilians were reportedly killed and several others injured. The UN's top diplomat in Libya condemned the shelling, saying, "Horrible night of random shelling of residential areas. For the sake of 3 million civilians living in Greater Tripoli, these attacks should stop now." The United States announced new sanctions on Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua on Wednesday. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the administration's implementing a 1996 act giving Americans the right to sue mostly European companies operating out of property Cuba seized when Fidel Castro took power. Every president since Bill Clinton had suspended the right, in part to avoid trade clashes with Europeans, who were now vowing to protect their businesses. The U.S. says there will be no exceptions.
Any person or company doing business in Cuba should heed this announcement.
The move could affect dozens of Canadian and European companies to the tune of tens of billions of dollars. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A six-decade-old economic embargo of Cuba by the United States remains in effect. In Venezuela, people are welcoming the arrival of humanitarian aid from the Red Cross and the Red Crescent Society. The United Nations says a quarter of Venezuela's 30 million people urgently need food and medical help. Officials in Peru say former President Alan Garcia has died after he shot himself as police arrived to arrest him over bribery allegations he had repeatedly denied wrongdoing. Garcia had served 2 5-year terms as the country's president. This is VOA News. Almost a